Unit 2. Listening and Speaking. Task 1.
General Manager's Office, can I help you?
Yes, could I speak to Mr. Muller, please?
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, please. When he comes back, please tell him that David Charles called. Could he call me back before 6:30 p.m.? It's urgent.
Of course. Does he know your phone number?
I think he does, but you'd better give it to him again. That's 823-75598.
Can I check that? It's 823-75598.
That's right.
Okay. I'll be sure to inform Mr. Muller as soon as he comes back.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Task 2.
Hello, Polly. This is Ellen calling. My computer has been infected with viruses. You'd better delete all emails on your computer from me. There's a virus in the attached files, so don't open them, okay? If you have any problems, call me at 8021. Just don't open those files. This is very important. Thanks. Bye.
Task 3.
Good afternoon, Mr. Brown. This is Anna Johnson from Guangzhou ABM Company. I'm calling to make an appointment with you for some time tomorrow.
Hello, Miss Johnson. I'll check my diary. I'm sorry, I'm quite busy on Tuesday. In the morning, I'm visiting the factory. In the afternoon, I'm seeing someone from the head office. How about Wednesday?
That would be fine. Would 9:30 a.m. be convenient for you?
Let me see. Sorry, I'm afraid I can't make it in the morning because I'm having an important meeting.
Then can you manage in the afternoon?
Yes. Would 3 o'clock p.m. be all right?
Yes, that's all right with me.
Then I'll see you on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
I look forward to seeing you, Mr. Brown. Goodbye.
Bye.
Question 1. When does Anna Johnson make the phone call to Mr. Brown? Question 2. What will Mr. Brown do on Wednesday morning? Question 3. When will Mr. Brown see Anna Johnson? Task 4.
Hello, Kathy. This is Tom. Could you check my schedule for next week?
Well, on Monday you are to sign the contract with Odd & Company at 9:30 a.m.
Fine. What about Tuesday?
On Tuesday, you're going to attend the sales meeting at 10 o'clock a.m.
And you're in France from Wednesday afternoon through to the weekend.
So I'm free on Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning, right?
Not on Wednesday morning. You'll meet the new production manager at 9 o'clock a.m.
But you'll be free on Tuesday afternoon.
Thanks, Kathy. I'll see if I can arrange the department meeting for then. Could you enter it in my schedule first?
Yes, I'll do that.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye, Mr. Barnes.
Task 5.
Time is equal to everyone, whether you are smart or foolish, ugly or beautiful. You have the same 24 hours each day that everyone else has. How you spend that valuable time determines the quality of your life. Time is more precious than any possessions. There are 3 rules for effective time management. Firstly, don't create impossible situations. Don't try to work full time and take a full load.
Be reasonable about how much work you can do.
Secondly, make a list of all the things that you need to get done in a given time. put the tasks in order of importance and delete any unimportant items. Thirdly, avoid lack of focus. Use lists to focus attention. To be more attentive, set boundaries with family and friends when you are at work, as personal phone calls and emails can easily disturb your workday progress. In a modern work environment, you can use technology to help. For unimportant communication, provide clients with a fax number or an email address. This should cut down on the number of unimportant phone calls you receive throughout the day.